More than 4,000 people have now died from COVID-19 in Massachusetts. It's the fourth highest death toll for a state in the country. And the rate of newly confirmed cases and deaths here remains steady. So, when will we start to see the downside of this so-called infection curve? For perspective on this and more this morning, we again turn to Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Dr. Hamer, thanks again for speaking with us on a Monday morning.
My pleasure, Bob.
So we saw more than 1,800 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus on Sunday and 158 more deaths. When do you think this plateau in infections, hospitalizations, and deaths will start to decline here?
I actually think that we're at the end of the plateau and that there's a gradual decline in new infections, at least hospitalizations for new infections. This is based on data, at least from around the Boston area, that Boston Medical Center, for example, has started to see a gradual drop off. So I think the plateau is really last week and that we should see a progressive decline over the next few weeks. Unfortunately, I think it may be a more gradual decline than some of the initial graphs had estimated, which suggested a very rapid fall.
Is that because we had a more gradual climb up to the peak than we thought we were going to get?
Yes, I think this is an impact of the social distancing measures. Technically, it flattened the curve, spread it out over more time. That's why we had a fairly prolonged plateau. And I think the down curve of that is going to take several weeks to get down to much smaller numbers.
It was a gorgeous weekend weather-wise, as we know, with a lot of people getting out and getting sun, since we're talking about social distancing. Do you think people are listening to social distancing guidelines? Do you worry that as we turn now into spring, that people are going to give in to temptation and cabin fever?
Well, I mean, a couple things. One is, I was out too over the weekend. Almost everyone is wearing masks. So there's, fairly widespread mask use. People are keeping apart. People are maintaining distance. There's yard parties, but people are sitting 6-8 feet apart. And then if you're out in the fresh air, with wind currents and all, if there's any aerosol that might contain SARS-CoV-2, it's going to be rapidly spread around and not be infectious. More worrisome situations when you're in a store or someplace where there may not be great air circulation. There, one needs to be really cautious with distancing.
Which is probably why at this moment we should talk about the importance of the order by Governor Baker. Starting Wednesday, Massachusetts residents will be required to wear face masks in public places when they can't social distance.
It's interesting to see that this has already started in certain cities around the state, around the Commonwealth. But in any case, I think that this is important because we've learned a lot about pre-symptomatic transmission, where people become infected, shed a lot of virus early, but have no symptoms. If they're wearing masks, that's going to help reduce the spread to others. How protective a mask is for somebody who's not infected remains, at least for an open question with just general masks, but it may be helpful. But certainly for preventing onward infection, the mask can be quite helpful.
I want to ask you to be a predictor here, if I can. Governor Baker has ordered non-essential businesses to remain closed through May 18th, as we know. What's the likelihood, in your opinion, that date will be extended yet again?
I think there's a fairly good likelihood that will be extended to the beginning of June. Unfortunately, I mean, it's possible that they'll allow some, they'll define a few additional businesses as essential and allow them to open with some guidance about spacing within the business. But I don't think we're going to be fully open until June.
Do you think there's a likelihood or not of a return of the virus this fall?
I think there is a substantial risk of a return. Yes, we need to really have systems in place to be able to test widely, to do contact tracing, identify clusters. And we need to be concerned about importation of the virus from other parts of the world.
Boston recently announced an initiative with Mass General Hospital to test 1,000 city residents with no symptoms in several neighborhoods, including East Boston, Roslindale, and Dorchester. As I understand it, this will help them better understand the spread, quote-unquote. Why is it important? What do you think it'll show?
I think it'll show that there are a number of people that are infected that are asymptomatic or potentially pre-symptomatic that have not yet developed symptoms. And I think having an idea of sort of how, what proportion of the population is actively infected could be very useful to understand the local spread.
Dr. David Hamer, thanks a lot for the conversation this morning.
Okay, my pleasure. Take care, Bob.
Dr. David Hamer is professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center.